sure. All right, let's try this one. I'm going to go with the basic questions first. What is your name?
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Kenneth Ralph Meehan.
And how old are you?
In a week's time, I'll be 90 years old.
All right. And today we're end of April. And I'm your grandson. So we're recording an interview at Grandpa's house at the moment. And I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions. So, first one is, have you ever committed a random act of kindness? So you can go back and think about one of those times where you...
Whenever I could find myself in situations where I could. I remember I used to come home in the bus and I would help ladies take their parcels home that had been out shopping during the day, things like that.
Yeah, cool, cool. That sounds pretty cool. That's good, helpful and stuff. Mm. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Two good marriages. Both ladies were as good as I can think of as marriage partners. We always got on well together, and I thought of them as best friends rather than marriage partners, which I thought was being best friends would be better. There's some strange thinking there.
And I suppose the two marriages, I suppose, explain a little bit. So we had, who was your first and who was your second?
Miney Harvey was the first. And we were married 47 years, and Barbara
no worries, don't have to forget.
Met up with Barbara in later years when I'd been married, widowed for some time, and Barbara came from England, and she had been a widow for about 8 years. And we didn't plan our wedding or union or anything like that. We were just good friends with a small group from the church. And then one day something happened that I don't know what it was, but it meant we decided to get married.
Sweet. Can you describe one? There's probably many, but can you describe one of your happiest memories? So if there's just one of the ones that sort of comes to mind first that you...
Oh dear. So many.
Many, I suppose, but yeah.
I can't think of one.
You can't think of one at the moment?
I suppose the first time I ever went up in an aeroplane. It was an open cockpit light plane, and it was quite thrilling.
Was that in Auckland?
Yeah.
Okay. Out at Ardmore?
No, Mangere.
Mangere, okay.
The Aero Club days.
It was just thrilling and exciting and... Yeah. Were you up there long? Or was it just...
No, just
short
a
short
flight.
Short flight. Uh-huh. All right. Ooh. Do you have a favourite memory of me? With me. Being me.
Ah, oh, yes. Watching you coming in first in the BMX racing.
Cool.
Yeah.
How has your life been different than what you've imagined? How has your life been different than what you've imagined?
Well, I was able to work at an occupation that I did what I imagined doing from school days, and that is working on aeroplanes. So that would be...
Yeah, definitely. I suppose recently, this might come back to something recent, but can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
Quite often these days, because I am on my own.
Yeah.
As I said about it, the marriages, they were such good days that it made the going so much harder. But I've survived.
True. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Sorry, what was that?
What one of your greatest things in life? What have you done? One thing that stands out that you've done?
making a decision in the church to be a follower of Jesus. That has been a very important part of my life.
And what, expanding on that, what's within the church, what have you been involved with?
Teaching in Sunday school. That was good. But, reading the Bible stories to the little ones, and being involved in the leadership of the church as an elder. They were interesting days.
Cool.
Yeah.
I suppose, how would you like to be remembered as for what you are and who you are? How would you like that?
I suppose only one word covers it, and that is friendly.
Cool.
Isn't that?
Yeah, friendly, or one word, or is that another one?
Yeah.
I suppose... What are you proudest of, and what does it make you feel proud?
I'm proud that I've reached this age. But I couldn't really share any one thing that I was proud of. Yeah, that's a hard one.
It's a tough one. What are you proudest of? Okay. I suppose, within your 90 years, can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories? I suppose, what was something that, all the times that were hard or difficult for you, I suppose?
A lot of those too. What, just one thing?
Yeah, one. You might have many, but I suppose one of those difficult times.
Yes.
Was it the war times, the rations? I don't know.
Yeah. We were always afraid of the Japanese invasion. And in my teenage years, I used to have nightmares of being chased by Germans and Japanese. Eventually, it grew out of that. But one of the worst times I experienced was two of us were asked to go up to Norfolk Island to look at an aeroplane that was for sale. And we were taken up and stayed overnight. And coming back the next day, halfway between the island and Auckland, the pilot went to change petrol tanks. This aeroplane had six tanks interconnected. And if you let the tank run dry, you're likely to get an airlock in the system, which meant the engine would not work. He was about to call up the radio to tell him where we were. As he picked up the mic, the engine stopped. He hadn't turned over to the next tank quick enough. And so for a few minutes, we were out over the Pacific in a glider, which is not good. But fortunately, we were able to clear the airlock and start the engine again. So that's why I'm still here.
Wow. Wow, okay. So it's sort of, were you close to the water or was it sort of?
No, not too late. No.
Yeah. So it was just gliding?
You're on the way down. Yeah.
Wow. Lucky there.
Mm.
Yeah. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Yeah, it would have to be Miney. She was a good living girl, high morals, and it encouraged me to do likewise.
Did she teach you any important lessons about life?
Just to be kind to others.
Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in life?
Oh, that's a hard one, because I was with Miney for a long time, so we had those sort of experiences, but Barbara was also very, very kind, and...
Very kind to you then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which meant I responded to that by being kind to her. And so that was part of the happy marriage.
So you found that both kind to each other, you got along very, very good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose many positive moments in your life. From those positive moments, from your life that you think shaped you who you are today, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you who you are today? So when you were young, you know, those positive moments, memories.
You can delete this if it's not important. The first day I went to school, when I came home, I said a word that I'd heard in the playground, didn't know what it was, but the horrified look on my poor mother's face convinced me that it was not good. And because I got on well with my mum, didn't want to do anything to offend her, I resolved not to use any offensive language. And so that is one goal that I've kept over the years in her memory. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. And so what, how old were you when, was this the start of school? Or?
Yeah, six.
Oh, wow, okay, young.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, that definitely covers that one off. And I suppose opposite to that, was there any negative events or memories that shaped you, who you are today? So it's like, you know, those negative ones.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, it's tough, negative. No worries.
My mum and dad would separated. I would be in my teenage years then. I can't pinpoint any good or bad effect it had on me. It just was part of life, and just life went on.
Yeah, cool. I suppose that are sort of the harder questions. Apart from that, what sort of got you into things like modelling and so those hobbies that you got into, so like collecting planes or making planes?
Because I'd always been interested in aeroplanes. When the plastic kit sets came on the market, I couldn't get enough. And that was a big interest in my life. When I lost my knee, I didn't handle that very well and didn't used to sleep well, and so I'd stay up all night making models, and I think that helped me get through it.
So as the models, for you, you cherish them more in the box, or out of the box painted up, like what's the better?
While they're in the box, I can imagine how they will look finished. Which has encouraged me to keep making them. And mostly they've been satisfactory. Yeah.
And I suppose you've got lots of models still now that are painted up.
Yeah.
What's some of those are important to you? Why are they important? Which ones did you like?
The downside of these models were that they were of military aircraft mainly. It seemed what the young people wanted to build, warplanes. But in post-war years, some of the fighters were converted to racing aircraft. And so they had interesting colour schemes, and these designs were available in decal form, so I got a lot of pleasure out of making those ones.
So, I mean, out of all the planes, what's the favourite shape, maybe? Is it the Spitfire or...?
Yeah. Yes, it would be the Spitfire, yes. But I didn't make many because they were mostly finished, the kit sets were mostly finished in wartime colours, or non-colours really, browns and greens. But several were civilianised in England, and so I've made those ones.
Cool. Apart from your hobby doing the planes, if you were to sit down and watch a movie or TV, what interests you the most in that area?
Well, these days it's mostly sport. History Channel. Sometimes, very seldom, but I watch the documentaries on Second World War because I'm finding out quite a lot that happened in those years that we weren't told about at the time. So I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm. And in the sports side of things, what's any particular sports? Yeah. Is it just like rugby or soccer? Or?
Yeah, rugby league.
Yeah.
Rugby and cricket. The short games of cricket.
Uh-huh. Right. And another little pastime that you would have had as a hobby would have been taking photos of airplanes coming into Mangere Airport. What got you interested in that?
I suppose it would have been to keep a record of ones that had visited Mangere, ones I'd worked on. So I started photographing them. Then it became a challenge to get all the ones that were registered in New Zealand. We had a small group of enthusiasts around the country also interested in that, and so we would exchange the photos so that we built up a collection.
So is there like, I suppose they're all registered. Would you say you'd have a lot of those from back in the day?
Yes, yeah. At one stage I would have had the biggest collection in the country, but I think when the family came along, I often didn't have the time to chase that hobby. It was enough to be working at the airdrome so I could get my photos during the working day.
So you were allowed to sort of stop work and go and take a photo of a plane?
Yeah. No, I'd make that time up after work.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose, any other hobbies that you sort of got into? I mean...
No, I think that was enough.
Yeah. I suppose out of the four kids that you had in the end, I suppose with Wayne coming in there, out of that, what was the good times and I suppose... What was the hard times for you?
For what?
For the kids, like, you know, the times for...
Yeah. It was a little bit hard because I wanted my children to be perfect. But they were normal. But that soon passed. I was proud of the times when we were involved in sports. On Saturday morning, we'd take Judy to the gymnastic classes and then go on and take Marilyn to the ballet classes and then take Bruce to the football field. So we kept busy, and that they were good days. Then when Wayne came along, he was good at everything. So he was an amazing young fella.
I suppose on that, like, I suppose what was your decision for taking on Wayne?
When our children had grown up and left home, before that, but perhaps in their post-school days, Miney hadn't gone back to work. He stayed at home looking after their children. And some neighbours were involved in the fostering children. And we got interested in that, and our first child was a fairly new baby that was left with us for a short term. And the girls were at an age then that they became very attached to this new baby. And so when the adoption came through and we had to give him up, they were very sad. Miney said, "We won't do that again. It's such a sad time to part with her. We got attached to him." But they turned up shortly after with another one. He's 6 months old and desperate for somebody to look after him while they tried to sort out the family problems. But they never did. And so Wayne was part of our family from then on. We were able to, I can't say treat him, but he was treated as part of the family. At one stage he even asked to have our name, use our name, which we agreed to.
And I suppose the rest of the family took him on board and happy to have him around?
That's right, yes. Again, the girls were attached to him. And they would were a great help to Miney in looking after him, things like that.
Nurtured him as such. Cool. So you lived in Manurewa most of your life?
Yes.
Previously, I suppose you were saying that you grew up in Remuera. Anywhere else that you sort of lived?
Parnell.
Parnell, sorry.
Yeah.
Parnell.
Yes. When the war started, we'd moved into a state house in Otahu. My mother must come from a gypsy family because she was always wanting to go somewhere else. In those days, if you got a state house, you were allowed to exchange it for another one somewhere else once. But we somehow were able to exchange quite often. So we lived in, from Otahu, we went to One Tree Hill, then to Mission Bay. We had two places in Mission Bay.
Wow.
And then we moved out to Penrose area. Can't think of it now, near Anihanga.
Mm-hmm. Karen?
It was from there that I finally grew up and got married. My mum continued to move around the place, but I lived with Miney and her mum, first years of our marriage. And we built the house in Manurewa. And we were there for quite a while. When I retired, we moved into a home unit in Weymouth. Then when Barbara and I got together, we lived in her home unit on the Great South Road. I sold my one. And then we decided to sell Barbara's one as well, and we bought a newer home in Randwick Park.
Taking any there?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, I won't ask too many questions. It's that can drain you out there. Was there anything else that you wanted to add in there and might not have asked?
8 years worth.
That's some pretty good questions here. Some hard ones at the beginning. So we'll call that a day for today.
Good.
And I'll stop it now. Done. Are you finished recording?